Good morning. This is Roland Springs Baptist Church, and we are studying Precept Bible Study, and our study is in the second part of Daniel, and it will be chapters 7 through 12. We have completed the first six chapters, and so as we always begin our study, we want to begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us and guide us as we study your word, Father, that we may know you more. Father, we know that we have to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us that gives us the wisdom and knowledge to understand your truths. And I pray that whoever is listening today has that Holy Spirit living inside, that he may lead, guide, and direct as we study. And I pray, Father, that you will use me, your tool, to lead this class, Father. And we want you to get all the honor and the glory and praise, because only you are worthy, Father. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus. Now, today, we're on Lesson 1 of Daniel Part 2. And as I said earlier, this study will be chapters 7 through 12. But we always have overview whenever we begin our study on each chapter. And since we have just completed Part 1 of Daniel, our overview today will be on Daniel chapters 1 through 6, and we'll also have an overview on chapter 7, and we'll kind of compare these chapters with the first six as we go through the study. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had besieged Jerusalem for the first time in Jehoiakim's third year as king of Judah. And the Lord himself gave Judah into the hands of Babylon. The reason that God had given Judah over was because of their not carrying out what God had told them. He had told them when he brought them into the promised land that if they would honor him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that they would not take up the worship of idols, that these people that they had conquered and gone into the land, they were worshiping idols. So God said that he would bless them as long as they worshiped him. So now we're looking at what has happened because of their not carrying out this command of God that they had begun to worship idols. And he has allowed Babylon and the king of Nebuchadnezzar to take over Judah. Now, the first part of Israel, remember, it was divided whenever they King David came in and his son tried to take over the kingdom. Then Israel, the state or the nation of Israel, was divided into the northern and southern. And the northern, of course, was called Israel, and the southern part was Judah, and all the tribes of the 12 tribes were in the northern except Benjamin and Judah, and they were in the southern kingdom or part of Israel. So as we are seeing here, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azra, they were given Babylonian names. They were in that first siege where Babylon, the Babylonians, had taken over. And so they had been chosen because they were young, they were strong, they were good looking, and the king wanted the best to be trained to be in service for him. So these were of royalty. They came from royal families, and they were chosen. And then the king wanted their names changed into Babylonian names, and he wanted them to be educated and all literature and language of the Babylonians for a 3-year period. And even at that young age, we studied in chapter 1 that Daniel made up his mind not to defile himself with the king's food and wine. He purposed in his heart. He made up his mind. He said, I'm not going to eat the king's food because it has been given and sacrificed to idols. And he said that God is my God, the only God. And so he purposed in his mind. And of course, he sought permission from the one in charge of the Babylonian king's people that were chosen. And he sought permission from him to eat vegetables and drink water for 10 days. And at the end of this test period, the four, Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, were healthier than the other youths had been that were eating the king's choice food. So, at the end of the 3 years, they were 10 times better than all the others that had entered into the king's service. So God gave them knowledge and intelligence and wisdom. And Daniel even understood dreams and visions. Now, to be able to get this overview, we want to go forward. That was in Daniel chapter 1. Now we look at chapter 2, and we see in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a statue that was in the second year of his reign. And Daniel, of course, interpreted the dream by God. He had prayed, he and Mishael and the three, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, all of them had prayed to God to give them the dream and the interpretation. And then we went on to chapter 3, and we saw there that the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that he was the head of gold, and he was put into his mind the idea of constructing the gold image for his people to worship. And here we see that he made this gold image and all the people were to bow down. And of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that were the new Babylonian names, and they refused to bow down. And of course, because of that, they were put into the fiery furnace. And we studied how that God rescued them. And because of their faith in God, he took care of them. And then going on to chapter 4, we see that it was still in the time of Nebuchadnezzar as king over Babylon. And he had another dream. And this time, the dream was about a large tree. And Daniel interpreted as the king himself. And God granted the king to recognize that God Most High was the ruler over mankind and not King Nebuchadnezzar. And this is still his desire today. It's still God's desire that people recognize that he is the one that is sovereign over all things, and he rules over all. Now, going to Daniel chapter 5, we see it's the end of Belshazzar's reign as king of Babylon. And it was the end of the Babylonian Empire at that time. And it was the beginning of Darius the Mede reigning over the Babylonians. And we know that he was the king of the Medo-Persians. King Belshazzar was involved in a feast using the vessels from the temple of God. So Nebuchadnezzar had brought them to Babylon during one of the sieges of Jerusalem. Remember, there was three sieges. And then he saw a hand, Belshazzar, King Belshazzar, on the wall. And we know in our study that Daniel was given the interpretation by God Almighty. So the interpretation was that Belshazzar's rule was over, and he was killed that same night, and the Medes and the Persians took over the kingdom. Now, in Daniel 6, it was during the reign of Darius the Mede. So Daniel was around 80 years old at this time. And in verse 28 of chapter 6 states that Daniel enjoyed success under Darius and Cyrus the Persian. So this is the third time in chapters 1 through 6 that a man or men of God refused to compromise his belief in the Lord. So Daniel petitioned his God during the 30-day injunction. And then we see a pagan king again saw God deliver a man from a certain death. And we know that was whenever God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. So here we see that Daniel is in Babylon under the kings of the Gentiles who rule his people. So that gets us up to today in Daniel chapter 7. We're not going to read this chapter because that will be in the preceding lessons that we have, that we will read chapter 7. But what we're looking at today is an overview, and you were supposed to read chapter 7 through chapter 12 to get what we know as the big picture of what is taking place in the chapters 7 through 12. But we want to get kind of a historical setting on Daniel chapter 7. In looking at that in an overview, we learned that it was the first year of Belshazzar's reign and the last king of Babylon. So this chapter is chronologically in Daniel between chapters 4 and 5. As you know, when we began to study the first six chapters, I told you that when we got to 7 through 12, that the first six were chronologically, they were in order. And 7, 12 through 12 were in chronological order. But that 7 through 12, they come together and they intertwine with chapters 1 through 6. So that's what we're seeing now as we go forward in 7 through 12. And so the timeline of that, Daniel was probably about 70 years old at this time. And it was about 14 years before the end of the Babylonian Empire, when Darius the Mede took the kingdom from Belshazzar, and about 50 years after Daniel chapter 2. Don't worry about trying to get this in your mind right now. As we go forward in our study, it will bring us together and we can understand it. So we can look now at chapter 7 in an overview, and chapters 7 verses 1 through 7. And we want to just get the basic facts of the dream. We know that here in this 7 through 12, it's about Daniel's dreaming and about his visions, and the interpretation was given to him by the angels. In the first 6 chapter, it was about the king's dreams, and the interpretation was given to Daniel by God. So Daniel saw a dream and a vision, and he wrote them down. And then the four winds of heaven were stirring up. This was what Daniel's vision was, that he saw the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea, and there were four great beasts that were coming up from the sea, and each beast was different from the others. And then we saw in that vision, the first beast was a lion with eagle's wings, and the wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the ground to stand like a man. A human mind was given to it. And the second beast resembled a bear raised up on one side with three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said to arise and devour much meat. And the third beast was like a leopard with four bird wings on its back, and it had four heads, and dominion was given to it. And the fourth beast was dreadful, terrifying, extremely strong, with large iron teeth, and it was different from the others, and devoured, crushed, trampled the remainder with its feet, and it had 10 horns. Now, just to think in your mind, we're going to compare this with the statue that the king saw in chapter 2. But we are not going to take time to go in details. I'm just going to mention what the king Nebuchadnezzar saw. He saw a statue, and the head was gold. And then he saw that the breast and the arms or silver, and then he saw the belly and the thighs were bronze, and then he saw that the legs and the feet and the toes were divided kingdoms, strong as iron. They were like iron, and they were crushed and broke into pieces. And we've learned that this stone fell on the earth and crushed them all. So what we want to keep in mind is a statue that the king saw, and then the vision of the that the angel showed Daniel. And we're going to later bring these together so that we will see how they intertwined together. Now, quickly, we want to look at the overview of verses 8 through 14. Here we see an 11th horn, and they appeared, and three of the original 10 were plucked out by their roots, leaving 8. And then the little horn uttered great boast. And thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat, and the court sat, and the books were opened, and judgment came. So the beast was slain, he was destroyed, and his body given in burning fire. And dominion was taken from the rest of the beast. And then we saw about the stone, the one like a son of man came to the Ancient of Days, and he received dominion, glory, and a kingdom which will not be destroyed. So now let's go on. We don't want to spend time. This is an overview, and look at verses 15 through 18. We see Daniel's reaction to the vision. We learn that he was very much alarmed over it. And we know that these are angelic beings that are interpreting the dream or visions of Daniel. And then in verses 19 through 22, we learn more about the meaning of the dream. Daniel wanted to know the exact meaning of the fourth beast kingdom. The fourth kingdom, it's a kingdom, and the 10 horns on the head, and the other horn, which became larger. And that horn overpowered the saints in war until the Ancient of Days judged in favor of the saints of the highest one. And then the time arrived, and the saints were given possession of the kingdom. So now we go forward, verses 23 through 28, and we see the interpretation had asked for the fourth beast will be a fourth kingdom on earth. Now remember, as we studied in earlier, in chapter 2 of the statue, that the king's dream, this was talking about kings and kingdoms. Now, as Daniel is given the interpretation, we see that it's also referring to kingdoms and kings. And the 10 horns are 10 kings who arise from the fourth kingdom. And we can refer that by going to Revelation chapter 17, verse 3 and verse 12. And then we learn in chapter 7 that another king will arise that'll be different. And he will subdue 3 of the 10. And the king will wage war with the saints, and then and wear down them for times and a half time. And he will speak again to God Most High, and intend to make alterations in time and law. But the court will set judgment, and judgment will come, and the dominion will be taken over. The language of verse 27 is saying that the greatness of all the kingdoms will be given to the people of the saints of the highest one. And we're not getting into any of that today. This is just something to keep in mind. And we know that all dominions will serve and obey Jesus, because God is going to give this last kingdom to Jesus. He will have all authority. It will be an everlasting kingdom. So then, what is the conclusion of Daniel's vision? He was very alarmed, and he kept the matter, the scripture says, to himself. So Obviously, the first of the four kingdoms in the dream visions was the Babylonian kingdom, and then the second was the Medo-Persian kingdom. So the first time Daniel knew of the four kingdoms before God's everlasting kingdom was when Nebuchadnezzar had the dream during the second year of his reign. So then about 50 years later, Daniel dreamed of the four beasts and kingdoms before the everlasting kingdom of God. So we are seeing now that this is all about four earthly kingdoms, and then the last kingdom is going to be God's everlasting kingdom. So this will conclude the overview in our study for today. But continue to pray that God will reveal His Word and give us wisdom and knowledge to go forward and see how that God is sovereign. He has been sovereign throughout from the beginning, before there was time. God was sovereign. In the beginning was God. He's always been, and He is always will be. And He is always sovereign. He's always in control of all things. And we can look back in history as we study, and we can see the sovereignty of God. And that's what we want to see as we continue our study in the study of Daniel. So let us close today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your precious Word. Father, we know that You are sovereign. We can look back in time and see that all of these things that we're studying came to pass. It's in Your Word. It's all truth. It's in the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd Kings, and we can look at all the prophets and how that You gave them, Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah and Malachi and Joel and all of these great prophets, You gave them the wisdom and the knowledge. And they prophesied all of this that we're studying in the book of Daniel. And we know today we have the full story. We have all the story. Back in Daniel's day, they only had the Old Testament. But now today You have given us the whole story, from the beginning to the end. You have shown us. But here in Daniel, we're going to see how that You gave the future, the things that are yet to come. You gave it to him that we might know and study and see Your sovereignty. Thank You, Father. And we ask it all now in Jesus' name. Amen.